gateways, doorways into rooms of my spirit are in front of you, present tense. I do not prophesy or say unto you what is coming, but what now is. Step across and step into Makorese. Mokelese diata. Mundakedese. Know that it is by my grace. I'll continue to change you. I'll continue to work the works of mortification and change inside of you. But do not wait, those of you that are hungry, do not wait until you feel justified in yourself to step over into this place. Just gratefully receive exaltations by my Spirit to bring you over, to bring you up, and to bring you in, and introduce to you rooms of my anointing and rooms of my glory that you haven't yet so imagined. I'm asking you to recline in a place where I can come and offer the grace through faith, or the grace that will produce the faith to yield, just to yield to each moment that I'll visit you, even outside of these walls. Makalaso. Do not check yourself in that moment saying, am I worthy? But rather yield. Come in. Let me do my work. And you'll find on the other side of it change. Change that you never thought possible. I'll change your appetites for things of this world. You won't have to mortify yourself as in trying with the grit of your will. But you'll find that things have passed. And you find no appetite in those things. You'll resolve a place inside of you where your hunger and your thirst can only be gratified and satisfied by more time in me, says the Spirit of the Lord. Makalaso. Idiasto. And I'll raise up, and I'm raising up a hunger for my word like never before among the revivalists. Search my word, meditate my word, go to sleep rehearsing my word in your hearts and in your minds. Wake up, put my word in front of you. Walk in my word, speak my word as you go throughout the day. Let it become a standard. Let it become a hedge. Let it become a wall of fire about you. For I'll lead you, guide you in ways that you've never known, says the Spirit of grace. For I will be a father and am a father to you. And I desire for you to take pleasure in my presence, says the Spirit of grace.